All right, we're ready to start our second talk for the day, and the title of it is Fertilizer Use Efficiency Model for Managing Nematodes in Plant, Soil, and Environmental Health. And Hadish Melekerbahan, is that close?
Well, good enough.
All right, thank you. And I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I've got a couple of things to not only am I out of place being a nematologist in soil science and agronomy, but I somehow, as you can see, working with nematodes, you're either in the soil or working in the lab on the microscope, so I missed the session that teaches people how to put that thing around the neck, so I do apologize. I want to speak to you about nematodes, plants, and soil, the whole mix. In the interest of time, I'll be covering the three topics that the subjects you're looking at here. I'm not going to be able to describe that experiment, those methods. What I thought I would use this opportunity would be to tell you a little bit about how nematodes factor into the big picture, and then why we need to manage nematodes. When you talk about nematodes, most people think plant parasitic nematodes, but plant parasitic nematodes are a small component of nematodes, so we need to manage all nematodes, including the ecosystem when you incorporate the environment, the soil, and the plant. And then I want to describe to you the model that we think could help in identifying the many variables in the soil. We heard a lot about food shortage, population explosion, and so forth, and the challenges that we face in producing food. Of course, we produce food in the soil, and you're looking at the global challenges, soil challenges are listed in here. No country is exempt. The pictures do look better here than they do there. And you all know that fertilizer is being applied everywhere. Obviously, you can see the spike here. This is in 2005 data, and you see a lot of fertilizer being applied in Asia, very insignificant amount in Africa. Yet, if we look at the soil degradation, Africa might have one of the worst, has one of the worst types. It's not economics only that we have to worry, can we afford to sell fertilizer or people have to use it. There are a lot of other things. When we apply fertilizer, as I was asking the previous speaker, there is an effect of fertilizer on soil, on the soil biology. Soil is a living thing full of life, and when we apply fertilizer, there is a component that we have to watch if we're interested about maintaining an healthy environment. By now, you're probably wondering, why is a nematologist talking about this here? I rest my case with that quote. When you're young, you don't pay attention. This was a professor at Imperial College. When he said that, I jotted it down, and in my bold and old age, I look back and I say, that does make sense. And here is the reason. When I talk about nematodes here, I'm talking about root-feeding nematodes. The nematode routinely migrates through the soil to find the root system. Here is the root system. And the degree of parasitism that you will see varies from the very tip of the root hairs all the way deep to the vascular tissue, and you can see all kinds of nematodes infecting your root system. Of course, when you look in the field, you might look at this kind of patchy distributions. You may find nitrogen deficiency and so forth. You may measure photosynthesis and so forth. You will have low in here, of course. When you dig out the root system, in this case, the soybean cyst nematode you're looking at in here, those will be nodules, and then a trained nematologist can pick up cyst nematodes with plain eye. Of course, that's costing the growers a ton of money. The reason the soil becomes important and the agronomist angle here is the nematodes are disrupted by altering the soil environment by manipulating nutrient management, if you like. You will disrupt the nematode orientation towards the root. You can also compensate for host damage as for nutrient uptake, photosynthesis, and yield, and so forth. Because of our training, If you're if you're an agronomist, you're applying fertilizer to maximize yield. If you are a plant nematologist, you're applying fertilizer to compensate. You're only concentrating on the plant parasites. However, plant parasites are not the most in terms of numbers. Most of you may know A.O. Wilson, a towering global figure. He's based at Howard, a man who would never retire, and I don't recommend him to retire in any way, shape, or form. You should see, if you were to punch there and see what he says about nematodes. Nematodes are 4 out of 5 multicellular animals. Okay? 4 out of 5 multicellular animals are nematodes. Dig any soil, you will find a ton of them. If you look at it graphically, they are found in all terrestrial and aquatic systems, but we look at them as parasites and non-parasites. Of course, the expertise is focused on this side. We're not following the nematode fauna, if you like. In summary, if you summarize those, the most abundant, easy to identify, you can analyze their assemblages and find ecosystem disturbance, succession, and the whole works, including decision criteria on whether soil remediation and conservation can take place. Most of all, you can use them to bridge the agriculture and the ecology. And in terms of in terms of managing all of these factors that you're looking at, I think we need to assess management efficiencies, whatever it is that we're applying. We need to be able to identify soil in time and space. And we also need to have multidimensional models that can help us towards that direction. Let me use an example of soybean cyst nematode that used to be as tiny spots in 1962, a lot worse in 2009, but that's bad enough. Exponential spreading, and you're looking at, at this time we have over 700 resistant varieties and nematodes spreading. So what one of the things I work on is looking at disrupting the nematode and trying to compensate. Here you're looking at controlled experiments, water, the check, of course, minus N balance, including N. If you look at the eggs persist, you see they are going down. And then if you compare the photosynthesis between the check and nematode-treated ones, if you go that way, they are significantly less when you have nutrient deficiency, but not so when you have balanced nutrients, because the nematode is affecting nodulation and affecting nutrient uptake and so forth. That's logical to see. What I want to draw your attention to, the conclusion here is, in trying to explain this, we were saying, well, the diminished productivity we see is host-mediated. We really could not explain what was happening. That leads me to, brings me to the fertilizer use efficiency, defined as an increase in productivity and a decrease in nematode population density in response to fertilizer treatment. With this model, what we're able to do is, we want to look at the host, at the parasite, at the environment, because whatever we're throwing into the soil has an effect. And the proof of concept for this was published in 2006. And what we, with this thing, what allows us to do then is, in summary, it allows us to utilize variable responses, separate deficiency from toxicity and nematode parasitism. That's quite a tool. Identified integrated management options. It fits whether you're assessing biotic or abiotic factors, and most of all, it's scalable. This is how it goes. You have to do a lot of conversions and whatnot, calculations. I'm just giving you a summary in here. If you were to express data as the nematode numbers that you find as a percent of control, and the host response as a percent of control, you may find your data may fall this way, and most of us are happy to see a regression line going down, or going the other way. This is where everything gets messed up. A regression line of zero is not going to get a data published. But what's missing in here is, look at the lines here where you have the 100% on this. Anything above 100% here has increased, the same thing in here. All of a sudden, you have four squares in here. And if you put, that's the same one that you saw, what that means is if your numbers increase this way, if your nematode numbers increase this way and host productivity decreased, you've got an environmental hazard here and the economic loss. how many of us have spoken about field experiments where we see doesn't make sense and this and that. Here you see in a category. The best category here is where this, if your data fell in here, you have the best case situation where the nematode numbers are suppressed, the host productivity is high, you're a breeder, you're selecting varieties in here as opposed to randomly, and most of you have heard about IPM. Here you're looking at, and this, if your data, the situation fell in here, you have to look for, you have to add treatments that suppress nematodes. In here, you have to add treatments that improve host productivity. Instead of randomly saying, well, apply this and this combinations, you're separating the stuff in here. If you move on to the ecological situation where we assess beneficial nematodes, you need to improve the plant parasitic nematodes, you need to get them low. The others, you need them improve, you need them to increase. How that looks in here is basically the same transformation you're looking at in here. Your squares, the colors have changed now. You want your other nematodes to increase. The squares have moved one step forward. Your best case scenario then would be a treatment that results in nematode numbers increasing, the beneficial nematode numbers increasing, host productivity increasing as well. Anything that results in here will be an economic disaster, if you like. Let me give you an example in here. Soybean cyst nematode. Here is shown. What am I here? You're looking at the distribution in 2007. It gets worse, believe me. This year's thing is even higher than that. We've heard about effect of tillages here. No-till versus till. Well, the number of soybean cyst nematodes are less in a tilled situation. Here, when you have rotations of susceptible resistant combinations, yeah, we know rotation with corn especially helps and suppresses the nematode. Think about converting that to a management style where a grower independently can take samples in his soil, his or her soils, and make a decision based on what they see. The number of the nematode, the soybean cyst nematode alone is not going to do it. But if you were to measure the number of fungal and bacterial feeding nematodes in that space, which are the beneficial nematodes in this case, by measuring fungal and bacterial feeding nematodes, you're also looking at the CN ratio, you're looking at nutrient cycling from the agronomic point of view, but you're counting nematodes on one side. In this case, these fine dots indicate that the nematodes, you want your nematodes here, the beneficial nematodes to come here, the soybean cyst nematodes to come on this side. It's interesting to see where the numbers of those, where you see high numbers in this area, you're seeing them at the low numbers of the beneficial nematodes. So a grower can simply say, can sample bacterial and feeding nematodes in the soil and measure what conditions may be ideal for the nematode. This is preliminary data we're working on. If you put it all together, then here you're measuring the bad nematodes, pests could be, if you like, here you're measuring the beneficial nematodes. Whether you're doing this or that, you have the capacity to interact and work with all of these things and heavily influence policymakers. This is published last year, if you look in that publication, Precision Ag's out there. So in conclusion, I think we're all concerned about maintaining soil health. It's not an option, but a foundation. When I talk about health, I'm talking about biological, physiochemical, nutritional, and structural. And in solutions, whatever solution we're looking for, don't necessarily have to be either or. You talk to inorganic people, GMO, whatever. You know, the principle here is it doesn't have to be either or. There is a middle ground, and we might be missing the yellow spots that we're looking at here. We just looked at. And basically, it's a tool, and that's all I got to say. Thank you. Sorry, I had to go a little fast.
All right, for the sake of time, we're going to ask you.